What's going on, you guys? Today we're doing a little something different. We're going to do a little audio vlog, kind of like. This is kind of like a day in the life audio of myself. My parents have already left. Everybody's out at work. Just finished up delicious kind of breakfast. Got a little oatmeal and right here I have a glass of milk right there. And we're going to go brush our teeth and then I might go out and do a little DXing. See what FM stations I can get far away. It's going to be really hot in Columbus, Ohio. We're expected at least mid-90s. Tomorrow's going to be even hotter. So definitely really, really good day for pool day for sure. And I think that'll be even awesome, even more awesome. All right, so I'm out here outside in the backyard of the deck. I'm going to maybe go DX a little bit. Decided to take the radio out so I can hang out outside. It's already 71 degrees, so it's already nice on this 8:14 in the morning. Because it's going to be like 94 degrees, you know, above or below 94 degrees. So it's going to be hot, so might as well be outside already and set the radio down here. By the way, when we're talking about DX and we're talking about picking up stations from further away from your, where you are, that's basically what that means. Let me get this chair. All right. It actually is kind of nice out, actually, on this Tuesday morning of this August 27th. Holy shit. All right.
Like one amount.
Anyone? Compensation.
That's real.
Over 80.
So it looks like I'm getting WHIO.
Officer Jonathan Dillard's tragic story made national headlines this year. Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal.
Jonathan, who's just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife Stephanie and 10-year-old son Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family.
This
home.
Is a WHIO 95.7 out of Dayton,
letter T, the number two,
Ohio.
The letter T.org.
Receiving it in Columbus, Ohio.
Together with the resources of News Center 7, you're on Dayton's number one news team. Now, back to Miami Valley's morning news on WHIO.
It's 8:16, I'm Larry Hanskin. We've got 73 degrees in Dayton. The big three things you need to know, we got a traffic red alert with all lanes closed.
All right, that's true. I wish this freaking damn umbrella wasn't in the way. I want to see if I can, Well, there's WVNU from Greenfield. I should record this while it's in a good signal. I might use my Zoom H1 recorder and get a recording of it. And there's our WNCI, but who cares? This damn umbrella, I'm telling you, it's in my way.
And private pavilions enjoy great food.
Equipment.
And there's a station on 101.1. It's a bit weak, though. I think this is that chili coffee station I usually get.
Yeah.
They're playing the same Bob and Tom show on WTN, WTUE Dayton.
Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and
get... Oh, there's our Buckeye Country 105.
And shipping.
Oh, there's Mitch 107.7 in Dayton coming in.
Interested,
yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna do some more DXing. So, well, that was pretty good there. Went out and DXed a little bit. I took the radio out. Did a little recording of WVNU from the Zoom H1. Although I think the Zoom H1 essentially just died. So, either I got a charger to put in a new battery. There is a USB-C charger down here. I'm gonna try and put it in there. See if it'll make a difference here. Let's see. That's not it. The cord. Oh, this is on the iPad. There's another cord. There's more than one cord down here. Let's see if it'll. I don't think it'll fit on this one. Let's see. Nah, that one's too big. Yeah, let me unplug the one on the iPad. That one might, this one will probably work. And it fits, comes right in. So, we'll see how that charges. Hopefully, it makes a difference because it charges a little bit. If not, I have to replace the damn battery. And on the Zoom H1, because you know how the Zoom H1 is, goes pretty fast. So, and I can hear those kids in the back. We have a daycare in our backyard, so we can hear everything. Listen to that. Those are the kids that are out in the backyard. You can hear all this shit. So, apparently, I guess the daycare center was a school. Now it's a daycare center. And it's literally at our neck of the woods, so we can hear all the crazy shit that goes on when they come outside. And that's crazy. Alright, I'm back in here, and I'm going to check on the Zoom H1e because it is connected to the USB-C cord in the kitchen. So I'm going to see if it charged any. It's been in there for about almost 2 hours. Let's see, I put in there on 9 o'clock, 9:20. Well, I would say less than 2 hours, almost 2 hours. So we're going to go and see if, I doubt it probably did anything, but let's just see here.
All right. Red standby. Remaining time 77. Hour 18. Minute. Battery
half.
Half.
Standby. And it fucking low didn't work. Damn it. Off. So what if we go to
menu. Rex repeat set US SD overdub output system language axis date disk power firmware power battery type. Alkaline, nickel metal hydride, low battery, lithium, alkaline.
Put it in there. Again, I know I just changed the battery type. I don't know if it'll help, but fuck it. Well. Change it to nickel metal hydride. Let's see what the fuck it does. All right, let's I'm going to go up and maybe try to get on Team Talk on Dane's server. See if he and some of his other guys that I know are on Team Talk. Because I usually hang on his server quite a bit. I like to go on there. It's a pretty good little place to hang out there. So let's see. I'm gonna grab my headset. Alright. Let's log in here. Alright, so I tried logging. I got on the server and there was, I don't think anybody was in there except for the sounds of Dane's outdoor live stream that he has also streaming on Team Talk and through Icecast. But yeah, nobody was on Team Talk. But now I have audio pub up and browsing it, and so pretty cool stuff on there. And there's a lot of content already, and it's been since June since the website has been uploaded, or since the website has been made. So I listened to the Flustripper sound earlier by DJ Blindside. That was interesting. A little metal in there. I never actually didn't think he did metal because I've always heard him do house and stuff, but pretty interesting to see him do some metal. Maybe if he did more of that, he could be in, he could actually be a metalist and make some good metal that everybody can listen to. You know? So, had to turn the fan on because it was hot. And, just got my transmitter plugged in. And it's fun. Really good little transmitter. 7 watts power output, which is pretty good. When you, if you put it high at 7 watts, that's going to be a lot of power. Because doing that will get you a lot of power. So apparently, the Zoom H20 didn't charge when I had the damn USB-C connected. So I'm kind of fucked there. But I think what I'll do now is get some more recordings from the SD card and put it elsewhere. I found a little SD card reader I usually use that I have, which I actually got on Amazon like 2 years ago. And still use it. So let me get the SD card out. Let me see. Only thing I hate about SD cards, the micros are so damn small. Alright, so I got all the new recent recordings elsewhere that I got from the Zoom H1. And they're all, I have them in iCloud Drive right now. All these, and I took some off the SD card, off the recorder, just to make more space, even though I still had space, but still want to delete some stuff. I got an egg salad sandwich that I'm going to have, and it's already in the fridge made. So let me just, so it's already in a bag, and I have a drink in there. I ain't taking the food outside because it's hotter than shit already. And, already in the 90s, and my stuff would get really, really, really warm. Especially my cottage cheese. If you have cottage cheese while it's warmed up, or even anything like applesauce, it's fucking disgusting. So,
shit inside. Because I think it's warm as hell. And then after that, getting my shit ready to hit the pool. Perfect for the pool. And of course, I got this in a baggie. A lot of these are in a baggie. I got even my little brownie that Grandma actually made. Alright, let's see which one is which. This one is the sandwich. Just trying to make sure I know which one is what. Alright. That's the egg salad. This is where the sandwich is. Why is it so small, though? Why was this thing in, like, what the fuck? Let's see. Maybe it got cut in half. Put this back away, because I don't want, to forget about it later. So, sandwich is right there. How about that? I want to put this bowl out of the plate because too much, and just sit on the table and then use it when I want it. So. That would be good. And the egg salad is good as usual. I eat these once in a while. They're pretty good. Once they're all boiled up and they're ready to go. Yeah, well, that was a good lunch there, you know. So, I'm about ready to jump in the pool. Well, you won't hear any recordings of that in this because, I'm going to be using my JPL Go 3 Bluetooth speaker to play the music through my phone. And, first of all, it's hotter than shit outside. 91 degrees and feels like probably 92. And there's just no way in hell. Because if I had my phone out, even if I had it set out in the deck, guess what would have happened? The music would have stopped. Because it would have said, iPhone needs to cool down. iPhone needs to cool down. So, no. Because, all that would happen, then not good. So, I'm gonna, let's see, where's the other one? Definitely gotta put me a swimsuit because that is gonna be hot. Now, I need the swimsuit I just found. I'm also going to fill up me water too with my little Stanley that I got at Dick's Sporting Goods over in Easton last year. So I'm going to fill that up. And then eventually I'll make my way . All right, now the question is, where is my JPL Go 3 Bluetooth speaker? There it is. Now, I'll turn it on. So, I'll keep y'all updated when I get out of the pool. Alright, well, I just got out of the pool. It was quite fun. I was in there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was pretty cool. I have my Bluetooth speaker, my JBL, or JPL Bluetooth speaker rocking shit out for a long time. When I got out, I still continued to rock on and play stuff. And then, eventually the rest of the family will start coming home. But I took a shower too, so I could do that and do laundry. I might hop on Team Talk just to see if anybody's still available, because I came on there this morning and nobody was on. So let me just go get my stuff ready. Yeah. I just took a really good time in the pool today, folks. It was dope.
Nice.
Yeah, I got one of those in the ground.
Well, like how long it's been since I've even swam. Above
ground at home, but grandparents do have an in ground, but at home I do have an above ground. So.
You know, you realize I want to swim. I haven't swam in so long. Yeah. Why are you feeding back?
I've been in a hot tub before, which is very interesting.
Oh my god. Oh, those are so nice.
You won't need to get in a hot tub today. It's like, well, at least where I am, it's like 90s, mid 90s, or really low 90s. Probably feels like
being really high. We've got rain, so it's been pretty cool.
Ohio's been getting some pretty hot temperatures. Perfect.
Oh, believe me, Texas is very famous for that.
Well, yeah, because you're in the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're more in the South.
See, if you jump in the pool after getting out of a hot tub, the sensation is so very strange.
Oh yeah, because you're like from warm to cold. Hey.
What's up?
Looks like any dog.
Communist News Network.
This dog over here whining for no reason. This dog.
We follow.
Well, you think when I went outside, he would have. Well, he didn't even go. I went outside and he didn't even go out. That's his own problem.
Baby.
You don't go out?
I'm not a big fan of cable news.
Yeah, but
I want
everything
local.
I make waves and I can make huge waves that have water like splashing everywhere. All I need like either an inner tube or a surfboard or anything to make huge waves that will like.
Or the wave pool? Man.
Yeah, like, I can make wave pool, trust me. If you've seen videos I've put up.
Oh shoot.
I can make freaking crazy wave pools. Even in a home. It's unreal. It is unrealio. Because I can get that thing going. And all of a sudden you have not much water in the pool left because I emptied.
Oh!
Emptied it out.
Oh, sí, ya regresé. Oh, está bien. También yo ya regresé.
¿Con la tienda?
Sí.
Ah, vaya. ¿No se golpeó con los carritos que tenía afuera?
No, es que mi bastón, ¿cómo se dice?
¿Lo dirigió?
Sí.
Ah, qué bueno.
Uh-huh. Aquí estoy con el Yeka porque el Yeka se pone muy nervioso.
Wonder where Woofy Woof Woof is. He's over there pounding the computer.
Yeah, this dog gets nervous around the maintenance guy, so
Oh, does he talk Spanish?
Yeah.
Because I heard you talking some Espanol.
He sure does.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit there on Team Talk, and they're just, I think Alex B and everybody else, except for Danny Waney and I think a couple people on Team Talk. So let me go on the computer, do a couple stuff, and I'll be back. I talk to everyone. Hi. 85.
Hi.
Now, how would I know that? Yeah. I mean, I would assume. I mean, that's how it's been.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the magazines, you'll be able to see that. But I think that's just.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Food, not surprised. Mm-hmm.
Not surprised.
Why? Only wants you to go get the food. Why? You're just like, here's some food.
Mm-hmm. This is really good today. I think.
Is that not eating?
You want the food?
No, boil.
Okay.
Here's
your
shower.
Yeah.
Can
you
practice
from
the front? Mm-hmm. I decided I would do them after I was in the
pool. Mm-hmm.
Just
on
the
super early.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys, what's
I have to do a clinic care.
A what?
Mm-hmm.
Next to what?
Oh.
Oh, so you guys gotta be there. What time do you gotta be there?
6:55.
Mm. Wow.
I think we leave at 6:30 if we're gonna get to Morton.
Makes sense.
What, when do I have to be there?
6:55.
It makes sense if you're going to be there, you get something before you end.
Is it yummy for you today?
Mm-hmm.
What about you,
Bubba? Racing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
One of my favorite meals of yours is this. Mexican chicken wraps and chili. And there's beef and meals and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, don't forget that.
No. Those are all tied for first and that second.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
Long time. There are a lot of carrots, so.
Yeah.
I like it. Put a little salt on it. That sweetness. Maybe put some in your hand if it's in the box. Can you put a little salt on your fella?
Is that a hair accident?
A hair?
Nope. Human hair. That was too much salt.
Huh?
Can you add too much salt?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know.
You can definitely add too much salt.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Not many of your chops here.
Is any of this fat?
Nope.
You sure?
No way.
Just making sure.
Just making sure, huh?
Hey Bryce, were you just making sure?
I wasn't the one asking the question.
Oh, you were just mocking your sister.
Come on. How about I know if you haven't been asking the question? Come on
now. Oh,
no,
Brian.
Da, 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 da. All right, I'm back out here after just having some din. Just had a, I guess they call it an Asian noodle, pork noodle bowl, whatever the fuck it's called. So I'm gonna go, I got these adult snaps, or, well, they're called bang, they're like bang snaps, basically. Those little bang snaps are loud. I got three packs. It's already hot out here still. So we got these two. I'm gonna stick them together. So then I have the one pack I'm actually using. And they come with different packaging. They don't come with the same one with sawdust anymore. They do ones come with styrofoam and foil. So it's a lot different now than it was before. One pack. should just do all the police are right there. That'd be a smart move now, wouldn't it? Yeah, they're pretty loud. Sound like a gunshot. There's a couple right here. Might be back one. Dang. Talk about loud, those are the loud bunch. Well, that sucked because that one went way over it. Those things are loud. Going on in the second pack. There goes that alarm again. There's been going alarm going off recently. I don't know why it's going off. In the backyard somewhere. Either a little daycare center or something, but it's been going off recently. Them all and they all went into the roof of the gutter or something. My third pack for tonight. Let's see.
got finally got it open after trying to get all the. Alright, first let me pop the rest of these. It just fell. Alright, this is about to be loud. Jeez! Man, that was loud. Bro, I know y'all heard that one.
Alright, so I just finished all my packs of bang snaps. I'm gonna pop those that didn't pop, and I just threw away some of the trash that made the packs of bang snaps and the styrofoam and the foil. Well, not the foil peaches, those just have to blow away. And all that good stuff. So, yeah. Actually, let's find a couple. Hopefully, we find. Oh, there's a foil piece that just started flying as soon as the wind just started to come. Alright, let's try to find one that hasn't popped yet. It'd be really nice to do so. You know, since I just did all the bang snaps that I wanted to do tonight. And by the way, don't settle for little bang snaps. Don't settle for those shitty old bang snaps that are just little popped. Go somewhere south and get yourself adult snaps, where whatever they are, they're the same thing, basically, but bigger. And don't buy the cheap bang snaps that you may see, like in your local city fireworks store. Well, I found one that already popped. Let's see. Come on, we need to find some that hasn't popped yet. Let's see, what if we go? Well, I found another piece of styrofoam that I didn't find earlier. The wind must have picked it up, so. Wait, where is the little thing? I just found it. Did I just shove it under the chair or what? Because I had the styrofoam and all the stuff sitting in the deck, and so when the wind started coming, it began to push some of that stuff out. Ooh, and I think we just found a bang snap that hasn't been done. Let's try to pop this one. All right, 3, 2, 1, and there goes that. I'm gonna step on one that hasn't popped yet. Let's see. Seem find any more bang snaps because I popped a lot of them. I didn't, at least tried not to miss any. And it looks like there's another piece of trash that I just found that just blew away. So I'll put that back in the trash once I go searching for some stuff. So that's, I think that's all we can find for right now. Alright, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this little audio vlog type deal. I wanted to try to do this and try to do a day in life of Brycey Wicey. That's right, me. And I thought it'd be a good way to, because I know all about vlogs, but like audio type vlogs, I think that'd be kind of different to try. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, write a comment, tell me if you want, more of this more often. I might do a part two related to this. And tonight I'll probably just hang out here for a little bit because it's already toasty still. It's still like 91 degrees. And then go in, maybe work on putting this together. I already recorded a lot for this. And then maybe do some radio. DX a little bit, maybe. And see what's up with the AM and FM band. And of course I gotta get new batteries for the Zoom H1, because as you know it died this morning. At least it made a good recording of WVNU this morning, so there's that. I hope you enjoyed. See you guys, or I should say you'll hear me. Of course, this isn't a video. This is more of an audio. And I'm trying to be like Mackenzie Parker, who... Yeah, hello, welcome to this video. No. Anyway. I'll see you, hear you guys next time. Peace.